According to City Manager Rory Watt, the costs are big for waterfront development in Juneau. The $900,000 land exchange being proposed is no different, as he explained at a committee meeting in November.
That's what it would cost to provide these services that we would not do but for the need to serve those ships and their growing footprint.
Juneau expects 1.3 million cruise ship passengers to visit in 2019. That's about 1,500 more passengers a day than this past year.
In terms of elbow room, for that number of people, you need a lot of space.
That's why a public-private partnership between the city and former Juneau Empire owner Morris Communications is being billed as an opportunity to address summertime crowding along the cruise ship docks. Morris owns the vacant lot used by seasonal food stands next to the downtown library and parking structure. The proposed deal would see the city buy the tidelands between the lot and the seawalk and a parcel just south next door to Pier 49. In return, Morris would get a section of city property along South Franklin Street. The city wants to deck over the tidelands to create more space for pedestrian traffic and bus staging. Estimates put the total cost at $23 million, with a two-year construction period. Morris's real estate director, Alan Grinolds, says the company could have decided to develop its lot independently, but wanted to explore a partnership because of the potential benefits to both parties.
I think the idea, though, is through cooperation and communication between the two developments, we can do something that's really impactful.
Morris plans to build a mix of retail, food, and beverage options on their lot with an open concept to allow foot traffic to flow easily from the street to the seawalk. They'll put off construction for a full year while the city constructs its deck. But before the city can move forward, it has to figure out where the funding for the project will come from. The plan has been to use a combination of local funds and tax revenue collected from cruise ships and passengers. But earlier this month, a federal judge ruled the city must spend marine passenger fee revenue in a way that directly benefits the cruise ships. That amounts to about $8 million annually, which the city has been using to pay for things like crossing guards and public bathrooms. Watt says the ruling was relatively clear, but now the city needs to figure out exactly how to apply it in a way that allows them to continue providing needed services for tourists.
It's really, in my mind, it's a bit of a mechanical problem. How do we fund these services that everybody needs? Nobody's saying don't do these things that have made us the successful port that we are.
Another part of the proposed deal includes an optional right to object clause. That would give Morris the ability to block any additions on the city's portion of the land that directly compete with their businesses. In exchange, the city would pay almost $200,000 less for the land. Grinold says Morris just wants to protect its business interests.
The takeaway from that is simply that anything that's going to be good for the city is probably going to be good for the development, and we'll probably be the biggest cheerleader for that.
At Monday's meeting, the Juneau Assembly tabled a funding ordinance and a budget transfer for the project. The purchase and sale agreement will be introduced at its next meeting on January 7th. They'll hold a public hearing at the following meeting on January 28th. When the Assembly will also review the fund transfers. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.